you get her to move her leg back?
Put your hand on her hip bone. I used to milk a calf. I put my hand on her hip bone and tell her to back her leg, give her a little gentle push and tell her to back her leg. And she kind of step it back a little.
What do you say to a horse to get him started? You tell him?
Tell him to get up or get up here.
Okay. What about to stop him?
Tell him to whoa.
And to back him into a buggy?
I don't know. I've never.
Or to make him go back?
And tell him to back up.
Uh-huh.
Or back up here. Or get in there.
What about to make him turn left or right?
Well, I think you tell him to G to go right and haul left.
Uh-huh. How do you call a horse in out of the pasture? Any special way?
We don't have any special way. We just call them by name. We just have one at a time.
What about sheep? Is there a special way to call sheep?
I don't know. I've never had any experience with sheep.
What about hogs?
We just call him Piggy Piggy and here he'll come.
Do call it?
Piggy Piggy Piggy.
What about chickens?
Well, we never did have to call ours, but we'd call chick, chick, chick. Here they come. They'd always usually be around waiting on their feed.
And the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that the?
The pit, or some people say it calls it a pip. And we call a pit and a seed.
It's the same thing?
What
about
a... I guess it is. The seed or the pit.
What about in a peach?
We always call it a peach seed.
What about the part inside the seed?
Well, I would call that a kernel, I believe.
You know, there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of.
Yeah, but I don't know what kind you... call that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, huh? But I don't know what you call that one. But there's another. There's some that you can break those open and the seed comes right out. That's a clean free, I think, is what they call that.
Do you know?
I don't know what they call the other one.
What about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
That's the core.
Okay. And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Well, dried apples is all I would know. I've seen very few dried apples. I don't know what they call them other than dried apples.
You never heard snips, did you?
Uh-uh. She had.
What kinds of nuts do they have around here?
Well, we call them pecans, and some people call them pecans or pecans. That's, well, we have hickory nuts, but very few people eat those. But I like the flavor of them, and walnuts.
You know that walnut, it's got two coverings to it? What do you call the soft outer one that you can...
I don't know what you call that. But all that comes off, and
what about
gets down to the actual hull.
What about a kind of nut that's shaped kind of like your eye?
I don't know what that would be.